The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The mother of Jesus and his brothers came to him, but were unable to join him because of the crowd. He was told, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside, and they wish to see you." He said to them in reply, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and act of it." The Gospel of the Lord. It's amazing. Jesus prays her mother in a different way. This time, on occasion that his mother is looking for him, and he says a special word. Who are my brothers and sisters? Are those who hear the word of God and act on it. And that's the merit of her mother, or his mother. She's the one who listened to the voice of God and say, "Your handmaid of the Lord, that your will be done upon me." And on other occasion, some women praising that blessed are the breasts that feed you, the one who bear you, give you life. That means her mother. But Jesus in this particular way said, that's what we from the antiphon of the Alleluia. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it. The same way. Jesus appreciates his mother because she said a yes. And that's, you can see the wish of the God the Father from each one of us. You say out yes in our calling. Particular. We all call in a particular way. It's different way. But the same spirit. This yes means always. Or in another way, or in another sense, always starting from the beginning. That's what yesterday I mentioned. It's important about that how much we were before. Or how we'll be in the future is more important right now. We say yes to the will of God the Father. That's most important. That means every present moment is a moment of God.